So let's see. Let's get started. We have this parasha, the discussion of a very famous Rashi, upon which much ink has been spilled explaining the Rashi. But we'll look at the halachic side of things. Yosef goes out to greet Yaakov as Yaakov comes down to Mitzrayim, and it says that Yosef fell on Yaakov's neck, but there's no indication that Yaakov reciprocated. So Rashi says Yaakov lenofal al tamer Yosef lenoshkay. Yaakov did not reciprocate and fall on Yosef's neck and cry. Good morning, Rev Binyamin. The Amar Rabbi Seinu Shekriya Shema. Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema. Oh, we're getting some good feedback there. Okay, I'm going to mute everyone. Okay, so Yaakov, why did Yaakov not reciprocate to Yosef? Because he was saying Kriya Shema. So this is, Yavayu Kol Hadarshonim V'Yidrishu, on why Yaakov chose that moment to say Kriya Shema, etc. That's not our discussion today. We are going to talk about Zman Kriya Shema. From a halachic standpoint, there's a Echte Brisker Vart. After all the drushes are finished, they say from Rav Chaim, Rav Chaim Brisker said that the reason why Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema was because Yaakov had a mitzvah from Hashem to go down to Mitzrayim, to Yosef. So once Yaakov got, so he couldn't say Kriya Shema because we have halacha, oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. So he couldn't say Kriya Shema because he was in the middle of fulfilling the mitzvah to go down to Mitzrayim. And once he arrived there and he saw Yosef, so now he was done that mitzvah, so now the mitzvah of Kriya Shema kicked in, so he performed it immediately. That is the Brisker approach, and we're going to use that as our launching pad for the discussion of Zman Kriya Shema. As you will see, this question of Zman Kriya Shema is enormously complicated, and we'll try to get through as many of the minor criminals as we can, but it's really a very complicated sugya. So we start with the Gemara Mishnah Brachas. May Masa Karin Shema B'Shachris. From when can you say Kriya Shema in the morning? Mishiyakir Ben Cheles Lelavan, right? Famous term. What we know as Mishayakir, which means from when you can recognize the difference between blue wool and white wool. More about that in the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer ben Chelis Lekarti, a more subtle difference between blue and green, which is obviously not as distinct as between blue and white. Ad ha-netzachama, until sunrise. So you can only like Kriya Shema according to the Tanakhama until sunrise. Rabbi Shua says you have till 3 hours in the day, which, as we'll see later, thankfully we paskin that way. Otherwise, we'd all have to daven v'sikin, or at least to some degree get up before nates, whether we like it or not. Why 3 hours? Because it is the way of kings to get up 3 hours into the day. So since the Torah says b'shachmecha uv kumecha, you have to say Kriya Shema when you get up. So according to this, when you get up is even B'nai Melachim, which is up to 3 hours. But most of the world gets up at sunrise. I do want to point out that today, this idea has turned on its head, because today we have very set clocks and very set times. And we have very set clocks and very set times. And we don't get up based on sunrise, sunset. Our schedules run based on the clock on the wall, not the natural clock of sunrise, sunset, and so on. Okay, but back in the day, people's clocks ran much more based on the sunrise and sunset. All right, one who reads Kriya Shema from there forwards, Lahirsid, he has not lost Kodma Karim Torah. He's no worse than someone who reads the Torah. He doesn't lose out, but he did miss on the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "My bein tcheles lilov." And what is the difference between blue wool and white wool? Ilema ben gvava de imra chivra le gvava de imra de techelta. If it means a ball of wool, of white wool, and a ball of blue wool, ha belayanami meida yadi. Even at night, in other words, not when it's like pitch black, but even after sunset, when it's still a little bit, there's still some light. Or, very early in the morning, you can still tell the difference between blue and white. Okay? Especially if it's tseva shali. Ela bein tchele sheba le lavan sheba. But rather, it means within the same fabric, or within the same ball of wool, you have both blue and white. So there, it's a little bit harder to tell, because they're kind of mixed together. So there, it's a little more subtle. But if it's two totally separate units, you can easily tell the difference between the two. The point when you can tell the difference between a wolf and a dog. Now, anyone who goes out these days for davening, and it's still pretty dark out, you'll see no shortage of dogs walking around, you know, with their owners. But hopefully you're not seeing too many wolves. But at the point where you can see, tell the difference between a wolf and a dog, that is the difference. No word about what kind of dog it is. Rabbi Akiva Aymer ben Chamor La'Roid, the difference is between a domesticated donkey and a wild donkey. I'm not familiar with wild donkeys. I do know about wild turkeys, but that's not today's drink. Chayim Aymerim, others say, Mishayira es Chaveira Rochik Da'ar Amis V'yakirenu. From the point where you could see your friend from four amas away and recognize him. Amar avun alocha kacherim, the alocha follows acherim. Amar Abaye said, litfilin kacherim, for putting on tefillin, we go like acherim. Likriyashma kivasikin. For Kriyashma, we go like vasikin. What's vasikin? The Amar Rabbi Yechon and vasikin, hayugoyim ilaisa im hanetzachama. The vasikin will complete Kriyashma with sunrise. We learn a brayso like this also. Vasikin hayugoyimin oisa im haneitzachama. The vasikin would complete kriyashma with the neitzachama. Kadei sheyizmach geula letfila, so that they can put the bracha of geula gal yisrael next to tefila, next to shemone esrei. You're not supposed to have any hefsek. And nimtzum espando biyayim, and it emerges that you are davening right at the start of the day. Okay, so we'll see later in the Rishonim that when it says to complete kriyashma at neitz, it means with the bracha afterwards of gal yisrael. So you have to leave enough time for both. What is the verse that alludes to this idea? They will fear you with the sun, and before the moon, for all generations. And this, the Gemara says, is the source to Davin Shachar is right with the beginning of the rays of the sun, what we call Neitzachama, and also that the ideal time to Davin Mincha is right before Shkia. Not right after Shkia, but right before Shkia, before the moon, meaning before the night begins, before Shkia is the ideal time to daven Mincha, which is one of the reasons, by the way, why Mincha Gedoyla, I think it's one of the reasons why Mincha Ketana is preferable to Mincha Gedoyla. It's better to daven later in the day, within 2.5 hours of Shkia, rather than daven earlier, and really if you have all things being equal, you're supposed to daven later in the day. That is Gemara number one. Okay, and by the way, Rashi says the word vasikin means people who are like chassidim and anovim, pious, humble people. We'll see later if we have time that other Rishonim have different translations of the word vasikin. Okay, really the term vasikin, it's really you daven ki vasikin, like the vasikin. Vasikin is a title given to a group of people. Anyways, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Shua Aimer Ad Gimel Shalis until 3 hours into the day. Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yeshua, Halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua, Baruch Hashem, we have until 3 hours into the day, otherwise life would be very different in terms of laning Kriyashma. One of two things would happen. Either we'd all be getting up a lot earlier, or we'd be getting up a lot earlier and going back to bed a few minutes later. Anyways, moving along. Gemara number three. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai Omer. We learn Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai says, Pa'omim sha'odim kari kriyashma, shtei pa'omim b'layla. It's at times a person lanes kriyashma twice during the night. Achas koidim sh'yala amra shachar, v'achas la'achas sh'yala amra shachar. Once before Alois, and once after Alois. V'yaitz b'hen yidei chivasoi, and he fulfills the obligation, achas shal yoyim, v'achas sh'layla, one of the daytime, and one of kriyashma of the nighttime. This is an inherent contradiction. You said that at times a person can learn Kriyishma twice at night. So that means that he holds that after Alois HaShachar is still considered nighttime. And then you went back and you said, so you see it's considered daytime because you're Yaitse Kriyishma of daytime. So he says, light, not true. La'ilam le'yo. Really, it's considered night. V'ha'dekari le'yoyim, aye. You call it daytime for Kriyashma. De'ika inchi de'kaimi ba'ishaita. There are people who are actually getting up then. And therefore, it's considered daytime, at least as far as Kriyashma. More about that later. More about this whole Gemara later. We're going to see a lot about this Gemara as we move along. Because the Gemara is still very puzzling. Don't worry. Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Halacha Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Halacha follows Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Iga demasni lahav Rav Acha bar Chanina, aha. There are those who teach this halacha of Rav Acha bar Chanina the following. The Tanya, we learn a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, for Amar Shah Adam Kairi, Krishma, Shtei Pa Amin Biyayim, Achas Koidim Anetz Achama, Va'achas Va'achar Anetz Achama. Once, before Nates and once after Nates, once before sunrise, once after sunrise. You could learn Kriyat Shema twice during the day. And you yaitz Kriyat Shema both of day and of night. So the Gemara says, "Aguf Akasha." One second, same problem. That means that prior to sunrise, meaning after Alois, before sunrise, it's called daytime. Which, by the way, seems at odds with the first teaching. With the first brisa that we saw, and then you told me that your yaitz your chayiv achash alayim the achash alayla one of day and one of night. I'm alayu. If your yaitz nighttime kriyishma, that means you consider it nighttime. Light, no, la'olam imamu. It's really night. It's really daytime. The haydekar le'leliya. You called it night. The ika inchi the gonu brahishayda. There are still people who are sleeping then, and therefore you could learn kriyishma at that time for the nighttime kriyishma. Amar Yachar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Halach Rabbi Shimon, Shalom Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Halach follows Rabbi Shimon in the name of Rabbi Akiva. So here we have this very interesting Gemara, two versions. The first one, I should not say two versions, two brises from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. One on his own, one in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, by the way, just a reminder, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, of the new batch of Talmidim. Okay, he is the Rabbi Shimon of Shas, and he said in the first brisa he says that you can lane Kriyat Shema of night and of day after Alois, and the second one he says that you can lane Kriyat Shema of night and of day before Nates Achama. Okay, and the first teaching seems to indicate that after Alois is still considered nighttime. The second teaching seems to indicate that before Nates is already considered daytime. Now, ostensibly, the period from Alois until Nates is one period of time, and the two brises seem to be a stira. One brise seems to say it's considered night, and one seems to say it's considered day. So we're going to have to deal with that as we move along. Okay? One more Gemara before we get into the Rishonim. Gemara, Reb Yossi, a good morgen.
Good morning.
One more Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says like this: Hilmi Imoi, also son of Rasha, Shalzav. This is the Mishnah in Yuma that talks about people who made different things for the Beis Hamikdash and so on. And it talks about Mumbaz Hamelech, who was a convert to Judaism. He was a king. He converted, and his mother Hilmi, Helena, Queen Helena. I don't know exactly how you pronounce it. She made like a gold plate. They say over here a gold candelabrum, a gold menorah. Okay, and the Mishnah says that when the sun rose, its rays would reflect off of this menorah with the first appearance of the sun on the horizon, and everyone would know it was time to say Kriyat Shema. It's hung like over the area of the Beis HaMikdash, over the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, and the sun's rays would reflect off of it, and everyone would know that it was time to lay in Kriyat Shema. So, Tana. At the time that the sun would begin to shine, sparks would bounce off of it. I'm sure there's a lot of chassidish on that line. And everyone would know that it was time to learn kriyishma. One who lays kriyishma with the members of the mishmar. That's the Kahanim. The Anshei Maimed, or the members of the Maimed, those are the Yisraelim who would gather to be the Shluchim, the emissaries of Klal Yisrael, to stand by the Karbon and to daven and have the proper Kavana on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. And they had their own Seder. They had their own special davening and Kriyas, and they would fast and so on, as discussed in Masechet HaTainis. Lo Yatza, he's not Yaitze his Chiyuv, if you lane then, because the people of the Mishmar, they say Kriyat Shema too early, and the members of the Maimid would say too late. So that being the case, for whom exactly was this Menorah kind of broadcasting a message, time to link Kriya Shema. Not the Anshei Mishmar, and not the Anshei Maimid, who are the people in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Amar Baye, Lishar Ama, Dib Yerushalayim. It's for everyone else in the city of Yerushalayim. It was for them. Okay, so that is the Gemara. But this Gemara seems to indicate that the ideal time to link Kriya Shema is right at the moment of sunrise, which we're going to have to deal with. So let's see some Taisus. First, we have two Taisus over here. Taisus number one, going back on the Gemara in Brachas. The first half of the Gemara that said, Leila Olim Leil Yehu. The Gemara, again, the Gemara said that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught that you can link Kriya Shema after Alois twice, and you yaitze Kriya Shema of Leila and Kriya Shema of Yom. Okay, and the Gemara says, really, it's nighttime. You can lay in Kriya Shema Shal Yom because it's already Zman Kima. People are already getting up then. So, in fact, that says, Tema, and Cain, if that's the case, Lema Rabusa, you should say a bigger Chiddush. The way Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said it, I actually misspoke a moment ago. The way he said it was, a person could lay in Kriya Shema twice at night, once before Alois and once after Alois. In fact, Taisvis, why'd you say it that way? Say even more. That you can lane twice after Alois HaShachar. Since you tell me that after Alois is still night, okay? So in theory, you can lane Kriya Shema two times after Alois and be Yaitz Mishum Shachar and Mishum Arvis. You're Yaitz, not in that order. You would be Yaitz Kriya Shema of nighttime, it's still night, and you're also Yaitz Kriya Shema of daytime because it is already Zman Kima. So why does he say once before and once after? Yesh Leimar, Dachi Kamar. La'olam Le'el Yehu is what the Gemara means to say. It's really nighttime. Bishar Mitzvahs. For other mitzvahs, Deba'inim Behu Yayim. For other mitzvahs that need daytime, it's considered night. Kimoi Tfilin Vitzitzis, such as Tfilin and Tzitzis. You cannot put on Tfilin and wear Tzitzis right after Alois. It's too early. It's still considered nighttime. Avagabe Kriya Shema, Loi. But for Kriya Shema, it's not true. Since there are people who already get up at that time, it's not called Zman Shchiva. And therefore, you cannot link Kriya Shema Shalayla anymore after Alois, even though it's considered nighttime for other mitzvahs, but it's not considered nighttime for Kriya Shema. You cannot link Kriya Shema Shalayla after Alois. You can only link Kriya Shema Shalayim at that point. Okay? Lav Davka Miyadhu says, Taisus is a very important addendum. You cannot lay in Kriya Shema immediately after Alois. The Hatzorich Lahamtin Lachol Apachis Shiyur Demas Nisim Ad Shiyaker Bein Tcheles Lekarti. I suspect I did not look at the Gemara now, but it should say Lilavon because that is how we paskin. That until you could tell the difference between blue wool and white wool, we don't paskin Karti. We paskin Lavon. Okay, but in any event, Taisus points out that you cannot lay in Kriya Shema immediately after Alois. You have to wait till Mishayakir. Okay, that is the first Taisus. Second Taisus on that Gemara, on the second half, on the second Brisa of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Bishem Rabbi Akiva, Taisus asks the same question in reverse. The Gemara said that you can link Kriya Shema twice before nights, and you yaitz the Kriya Shema of night, and I'm sorry, Taisus, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that you could link Kriya Shema once before nights and once after nights, and be yaitz the Kriya Shema for both night and day, and you are laying Kriya Shema twice during the day. So the Gemara asked, you see that you're calling before Nates, you're calling it daytime. How can you be Yaitza Kriya Shema? So he answered that people are still sleeping. So fact Taisus in Taimar, same Kasha listening, Shtei Pam Kaido Nates. Hachama, say a bigger Kiddush that you can lay in Kriya Shema twice before Nates. The Havi Rabusa Tfei, the Afilu Kaido Nates, Havi's Man, the Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. That even before Nates, it's called Zman Kriya Shema of Shachris. So why does the Braisa say that you lay in Kriya Shema shel Shachris after Nates? We can answer like we said before, the Hayimama l'inyan sh'ar mitzvahs. According to this Braisa, daytime is daytime for other mitzvahs. But avlet l'inyan Kriya Shema, hayol v'ikka inchi deganu, since people are still sleeping before Nates, lav zman kima, that's not called zman kima. So according to Taisus L'chayra, these two Braises are being choylik on each other. That's what it would seem like. They are being choylik on each other. Because according to the first Braisa, after Alois is already called zman kima. According to the second Braisa, until Nates is not called zman kima. So L'chayra, you have to say according to Taisus, these two Braises cannot agree. Okay? And L'chayra, the pshat is, because the first Braisa is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai speaking for himself. The second Braisa is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai b'shem Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's called, it's called Zman Shchiva even though it's yoim after before Nates, but it's man shchiva until Nates hachama. Frek Taisvis v'tema the kasha Rabbi Akiva ad Rabbi Akiva is a stira. The hachdamar acher Nates over here, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can only lay kriyas mashal yoim after Nates hachama. Well, come on, but later on, Kamar, later on, Rabbi Akiva says mishayakir bein chamor la'aroid. Rabbi Akiva says that you have to be able to tell the difference between a donkey and a wild donkey, the Hainu of Yulukaitim, which is before Nates, right? Clearly, that's when there's enough light around after Alois, after dawn, that you could tell the difference between a donkey and a wild donkey. But that is earlier than Nates. The Ishlaimar, the Trey Tanoim Alibad Rabbi Akiva, says Taisvis, you have to say that there are two Tanoim according to Rabbi Akiva. It's Machlaikis what Rabbi Akiva held. That is answer number one. Inami Yishloimar Yimamahu Afilu Da Bekriyishma. A new teretz. This is a very important teretz. According to this teretz, really, it's called daytime even for Kriyishma. The Hazman Kimai, because at the end of the day, or I should say at the start of the day, this is Man Kima. It's before Nates. But people are already getting up, like the first Bryce said. Okay, the Hagor Noka based on Kaidim and Hanetz. The kasha was, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Akiva say you could link Kriyishma twice before Nates? You're right, he could have. But he wanted to make the point that after Nates you cannot say Krishma Shalaila. So he Bidavka said that you can link Krishma Shal Shachris after Nates to make the point that after Nates is too late to say Krishma Shalaila. What would come out according to Taisa's second teretz is that the two brises are not necessarily arguing on each other. The second brisa also agrees that you can link Rishma before Nates. So it's not a machlokes. They're just focusing on two different things. There would be l'chayra, there might be, we'll see later, a different point, and that is from Alois until Nates, is it considered day or night vis-a-vis other mitzvahs? According to Taisvis' second teretz and this second Taisvis, Taisvis is not backtracking from saying that before Nates is considered daytime for other mitzvahs. Whereas in the first Taisvis, in the first Braisa, Taisvis said that after Alois is considered nighttime for other mitzvahs. So if you look at the entire period of time from Alois until Nates as one unit of time, so then as either day or night, one or the other, so then the two Braises are still arguing on each other. If, however, you can make some sort of chiluk and split it in two, you could say that the Braises are not arguing on each other. More about that later. Okay, so hold on to that for now, and if you're confused now, don't worry, you'll be even more confused soon. But just the bottom line for now is that this man from Alois until Nates is the time period that we are grappling with. Okay? Any questions before I go to the next Taisvis? Okay, so let's move on over here. Taisvis in Brachas, now we have to grapple. Okay, you know what? Let's see Taisvis, another Taisvis in Brachas over here, Daf Tesman Beis, left hand side. The Kriyishma Kivasikin says Taisvis, Tem de Leel Paskin and command the Matir, La'achar Omarashachar Miyad. Taisvis, it says it's a Tema before we Paskin, like the Ma'adamar who says, that you can learn Kriyishma immediately after Omarashachar. I'm not sure what he means by Miyad, because Taisvis made the point over here, in this Taisvis, that Miyad is Lav Davka, it has to be Mishayakir. Okay? But it could be that when Taisvis says Miyad, he means Mishayakir as opposed to a few minutes before Nates, which is what the Gemara calls Kivasikin. Okay? Well, come on, Paskinon, Halach Rebbe Yeshua, but later on we Paskin, like the Mandal, like Rebbe Yeshua, the Omer Ad Gimel Shois, that says you can lay Kriyishma until 3 hours into the day. The Halach Apostle Abaye, Shehu Basra, and here Abaye, who is a later Amira, and we usually go after the later psak, the Omar Kivasikin, the Mashma, the Alchilchus, the Mashma, that is the Halacha. So, Frek Taisvis, we have three different opinions. We have one opinion that you lay in Kivasikin, which means a few minutes before Nates, so that you are finishing Gaal Yisrael at Nates. The second opinion, Rabbi Yeshua, that we seem to paskin like is 3 hours into the day. And we have a third opinion that we paskin like that says right after Amar Shachar. We said the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that you can lay in Kriyishma right after Amar Shachar. So, which of the three opinions is correct? Big problem. Really, the Zman Kriyishma starts after Alois. Okay, like Taisa said before, that it means from Mishayakir. It's not right after Alais. It was Ma'anai Abdimel Shais. And you could lay until 3 hours into the day. Umiu Mitzvah Amuchar Kivasikin Samach La'anetachama. The very best way to lay in Kriya Shema is like the Vasikin, which is a few minutes before Netzachama, the Lizmoich, Ge'ula Litzvila, so that you could be Masmich, Ge'ula Litzvila, and Davin Shmanesre right at Nates. Filu Vasikin, Nami Maidu, Rabbi Yeshua, even the Vasikin. Those people who are careful to read Kriya Shema right before Nates, they agree to Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Leikar Kaidim HaNetzachama, that if you did not link Kriya Shema before Nates, the Yachol Likrois, Atshal Ishois, that you're able to read B'diavet until 3 hours into the day, the Alzeh Omu Slemichin, and we are Slemich on this, that you could lane until 3 hours into the day. Skip a little bit to the bottom, Umiyu Kasha, but I have a Kasha, Tamrinam Biyuma, Afiyazza, Nivresh Shalzov, Kivin Shachama, Zerachas, Hayu Nitzaitis, Yaitis, Hey Men of Hayu Yaitin Shigi, Hanetzachama, Uvazman Kriyash Mashal Shachris. But the Gemara Yuma says that Hilni Amalta made this golden menorah, and she hung it over, and they hung it over the entrance of the Heichel, and the sun would reflect off of the menorah, and they would know that it's time to link Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Omuki Lasan Bishar Amad Yerushalayim, it's going on everyone else in Yerushalayim who are not working in the Beis HaMikdash. Alma Mashma, the Iker is my Kriya Shema La'achar Eitzachama. The Gemara is very clearly seems to indicate that the beginning of the time to lay in Kriya Shema is actually when the sun has already risen, because you're not getting sparks of sunlight before the sun rises. So it's right after Netzachama, not before. V'haloy haviki v'sikin, that's not v'sikin, who are a few minutes before Netzachama. Sh'hayu kairin kaidim lehanet samach lehanet, they would lay in Kriya Shema right before Netz, so as to finish Kriya Shema with the brach of Gal Yisrael right before Netz. But here it seems that in Yerushalayim, the ideal time to lay in Kriya Shema was right after Netz. V'yishleimar, the oisei zman, hukval letzibur. Very, very interesting point Tosis makes. That was the Zman established for the Tzibur. Because most people are not able to go earlier and hurry up like the Vasikin. Why? It's a very, very interesting Tosis. Look, you're talking about a difference of 5 minutes. Even if you say a long, brisker Kriya Shema, I'll give you 7 minutes. Okay? Even if you need 5 minutes for Kriya Shema and Gal Yisrael, so you're saying Kriya Shema 7 minutes before, 7 minutes after. It's not a question of getting up on time. It's a 7 minute difference. It's not like, you know, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning in the summer to daven Vasikin. Okay? You're laying Kriya Shema at Nates or 7 minutes before Nates. But says Taisvis, the point is that it's difficult for most people to calculate the exact Zman, of when to begin Kriya Shema and time it to finish Gal Yisrael right as the sun peaks over the horizon. That is complicated. Keep in mind, they did not have clocks in those days. The way you calculated the time was, you know, by the sun's position in the sky. Yeah, you had sundials and whatnot, but before the sun rises, unless you are an astronomical an expert in astronomy and being able to see how the sky is and so on and so forth, you're going to have a hard time calculating exactly when to say Kriya Shema so that you finish it right at sunrise. Consequently, for the Tzibur, they would say Kriya Shema right as the sun rose. That is a clear sign of when you should say Kriya Shema. Today, we have clocks and so on and so forth, so it's a lot easier. But that is Tosfos' point. However, Tosfos in Yuma itself asks the same kasha. If you look at the bottom over here, he asks the same kasha, and Tosfos answers, Miyu Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, da baye nami och Yisraelay. Let me just say over Tosfos' kasha. Tema da baye guf v'yomar v'perakamo did brachos, l'kriya shema kivasikin, that in the first paragraph of Brachos, he says, Abaye said that the Zman Kriya Shema is Kivasikin. The Amar Rabbi Yechinon, Vasikin, Goyimin Aisa, Imen Eitzachama, the Vasikin finished Kriya Shema with sunrise, behind the Kodiman Eitz, that's before Nates. Miyu Rabbi Natan Pirish, Abaye Nami Ochi Tzirulei. Abaye holds that, in fact, that the time to say Kriya Shema was indeed after Nates, like he says over here in Yuma. V'hadika Amar L'Kriya Shema Kivasikin, Simana Ba'alma. Abaye means that the Vasikin are a simon around when you should say Kriya Shema. Around the time of the Vasikin, but not mamish like the Vasikin. The Ilu Vasikin Magdimin Anu Ma'achrin Achar Nates. The Vasikin will link Rishma before Nates, but we do it after Nates. Very interesting approach of Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Abaye does not hold of davening Vasikin. Abaye holds that, in fact, the best time to daven Kriyishma is after Nates. I, Vasikin. Vasikin hold otherwise. Abaye doesn't hold like the Vasikin. So if you want everyone to know, if someone says, why did you daven Vasikin? You could say, Ichalt vi Rabbeinu Tam Aliba da Abaye, that you don't daven Vasikin. Rather, you should say Kriyishma right after Nates. Of course, then you'll have to answer why you're not saying Kriyishma right after Nates, but that's a different story. Okay? So what emerges from the Gemara and from Tosfos is that we have a multitude of opinions, but we are not done yet. The mess will grow bigger before we try to sort everything out. Okay, and truth be told, I don't think we'll have time enough to mamish sort everything out, but let's try to see over here some rush. There is, it looks like, quite a bit of rush, so we'll try to rush through it and get through it and see what we come out. Says the rush. The Olam Lailahu Pirish Belashon Ha'olam Nikra Laila Vishadayin Loi Heir Hayoyim. The rush is going on the first brisa of the Gemara we saw before. The Gemara says that really after Alois is called nighttime because it's not yet light outside. The Avav Vishahu Chashav Yoyim Lechol Oisim Shemitzvasim Beyoyim. Even though after Alois is considered daytime, like we said in Masechta Megillah, Kedisa B'Megillah, V'Kula Jassar Misha Olam Rashach HaYotzah, that any of these mitzvahs listed in the famous Mishnah in Megillah, the Mishnah Megillah says, here's a list of mitzvahs that you have to do only by day, such as Shofar and Lulav, and so on and so forth. Okay, Kriyas HaMegillah by day, and so on. If you do it after Alois, you are Yoytzeh. Mikamokam L'chatchila Eila HaSaisa Mishum Denira Kelayla. It looks like nighttime. So the Rosh is already arguing on Tosfos. Tosfos learned that this Braisa holds that in fact it's nighttime, and you cannot do the mitzvahs then. It's not considered daytime. Says the Rosh, no. I have a Mefurish Mishnah that tells me that after Alois is called daytime. You are calling it night. It looks like nighttime, and that's why lechatchila you shouldn't take lulav, blow shayfer, lay the megillah, etc. After Alois, before Nates. V'chein le'inyin kriyish manami lailahu lemishem eroiv oynis lehayachol likres b'layla. It's considered nighttime for someone who, because of an enormous oynis, he was not able to lay at night. Yochol likres achar shi'ala on a shachar. He's allowed to lay in kriyishma after Alois. Okay, he does not define exactly what's an enormous oinus. But the fact of the matter is, people get up then, mikris man kima, likris boy, you can also link kriyishma, shel shachris at that time, because it is man kima. For someone who has to travel, or a similar situation, he won't be able to link kriyishma in the proper time. He's allowed to link kriyishma after Alois. If you're going to ask, in as much as midday raisa on a Torah level, a person can be yaitze kriyishma after Alois. And my Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, for amish aldim koyer kriyishma, shtei for amim belayla achas koydim amun hashachar laashminim rabusa tzvei. As Tosfos asked, in fact, the Rosh the same kasha. Why don't you tell me a bigger chiddush? The yaitze bekriyishma shel arvis achas shi'alam amun hashachar. That you are yaitze the evening kriyishma after Alois hashachar. V'nira, it would seem, levi shereitz lashmienu shekayr adam kriyishma shtei po'amim smuchin zelozeh v'yaitz behen yedeichai v'asai achashal yoyim v'achashal ayla. Answers the Rosh that he wants to come and teach us that a person can lay in kriyishma twice, mamish one right after the other, and his yaitz is chiyav one of day and one of night. Okay, l'hachi hutrach loyber ba'isa shal arvis koydim shi'ala v'ashachar. And therefore, he had to tell us before Alois. Why? Okay, he's going to explain very, very fascinating. Let's say an Inus happened, like he said before, he wasn't able to lane before Alois. And he also has to travel early. And he can't lane Krishma in the proper time. It's not mistaver that he will be able to lane Krishma of night and of day after Alois and at the same time on the same day. Even though if it would just be by itself, he'd be allowed to lay in Kriyishma of the night after Alois HaShachar. But if he's also going to lay in Kriyishma Shel Yoyim right after Alois, can't do both. In other words, you can't have it both ways. You can't treat this man right after Alois as both night and day at the same time. So it's one or the other. So therefore, the reason why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said you can lay in Kriya Shema before Aleis and after Aleis and Beyotze both, he means on the very same day. On the very same day, you can lay in Kriya Shema right before Aleis and Beyotze Shalayla, and then wait a minute, after Aleis, you can lay in Kriya Shema Shal Shachris and Beyotze both. But you can't do both on the same day at the same time. You can't have both ways. On Monday, you can lay in Kriya Shema Shal Arvis after Aleis, and on Tuesday, lay in Kriya Shema Shal Shachris after Aleis, because it's two separate times. Okay, and that's why it says one before Amar Hashachar, because otherwise you can't do both at the same time. Amar Bacha Bar Chanina, Amar Bishim Levi, Halach Bishim Ben Yechai. Okay, that is the first part of the Rush. Part number two of the Rush says the Rush Va'olam Yimama Pirish. Now he's going to the second part, the second brayso Pirish Belashon Ha'olam Nikra Yoyim Kaidem Anitzachama. According to this version, before Nates is called daytime. Why? Because the day is already a little bit brighter. And it's considered daytime. For all things whose mitzvah is by day, it's considered daytime. People are still sleeping then. Someone was nenas and he couldn't lay all night, he is able to say Kriya Shema until sunrise. Now we could say that these two brises are not arguing on each other. The brisa of Rabbi Shimon on, according to his own opinion, and that of Rabbi Akiva. So the Rush says that it's not a machlekes. Why? Really, after Alois is called daytime. It's called daytime. But because some people, and it's called daytime, because it already starts getting light. And as he said before, you shouldn't do the mitzvahs then of the daytime, but you could, because it's already considered daytime. But since people are sleeping still, you could still be yaitzeh the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Okay, so it comes, according to the Rush, it's not a machlekes. According to Taisvis, Taisvis had a completely different understanding, as we pointed out. According to Taisvis, for sure, according to his first teretz, it comes out that the first brayso holds that after Aleis is still nighttime. According to just for Kriya Shema, you can learn Kriya Shema because it's the Shas Kima. And the second brayso holds that it is considered daytime. Taisvis, two terutzim in the second Taisvis, we're debating whether whether it's considered daytime for Kriya Shema or not. Okay, but according to Taisvis, the first brisa holds its night, and the second brisa holds its day. So according to Taisvis, the two brises for sure are chelag on each other. But according to the Rosh, it's no machlokes. Across the board, it's daytime, and you could do those mitzvahs, like the Mishnah Megillah says. I don't know what Taisvis does with that Mishnah in Megillah. Could be he talks about it over there in Brachas. I did not have a chance to look over all of the Taisvis in there. But in any event, it comes out, according to the Rosh, it's no machlokes. Okay, the Rosh continues. V'chein Rabban Gamliel, and also according to Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah of nighttime Kriya Shema is Davka Shialam on a Shachar Heichad Leonis, is where he was not an Oinis. This is the famous first Mishnah where Rabbi Gamliel says, "The Raisa, you're allowed to learn Kriya Shema until Alois HaShachar, and the Zman of Chatzais is Midrabanan." Okay, that's the famous first Mishnah of Brachis. Says the Rush, when he says until Aleis HaShachar, that's where you're not an Oinis. Avalim Onis, Yacho, Likres, Adam Netzachamo. But if you are an Oinis, you are able to lane until Aleis. Rabbi Gamliel told his sons when they came back from the wedding, you're allowed to lane until Aleis. Why didn't he say until Nate? Banav Shal Rabbi Gamliel, Bahayu Anusim. They weren't Anusim. They just got drawn into the party. That's not called an Oinis. The fact that you had a good party and you get stuck there and you're not paying attention to the time and you miss my Kriya Shema, that's not called being an Oinis. The Kriya Shema Shal Shachris, we say that according to Rabbi Akiva, Kriya Shema Shal Shachris after Nates, Davka Hecha Deloy Onis, that is only where he's not an Oinis. But if he's an Oinis, he's allowed a lane even from Aleis HaShachar. The other kasha which Taisus brought up, Rabbi Akiva says elsewhere, Misha Yaker between a donkey and a wild donkey. Here too, the Rosh says, it's machloikis, what Rabbi Akiva holds. Inami, or lav dafka, it could be a little bit before, and to tell us Okay, so the Rashi is addressing Tosis's problems a little bit, and he's saying that it's machlokes hanoim. Or he says, really, Rabbi Akiva holds you're allowed to lane even before Neitz Hachama. Aye, the Braisa says, the Rabbi Akiva says you lane Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris after Neitz. That is, just come to tell me that you cannot lane Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis after Neitz. Okay, and then he just brings down the Psak Halacha. Last Rosh, says the Rosh, and here the Rosh will get into some of the steers that we dealt with in Taisvis, and here we're going to get into the whole entanglement of the different sheetas of when to lane Kriyas Shema. Here we go. Okay, so just to summarize so far, what seems to come out is that there is still some lack of clarity exactly when the best time to lane Kriyas Shema is. There are a bunch of different opinions. Certainly, according to the Rosh, it seems clear that you're able to lane both Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis until Neitz and Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris from Alois, but not both at the same time. Okay? And ideally, we have this idea of Vasikin to lane Kriyas Shema right before Neitz. Okay? And there is a Rabbi Akiva who perhaps says that you should lane Kriyas Shema after Neitz. And then we have the Gemara Yuma with the Menorah, which seems to indicate that you should lane it after Neitz. And there are different opinions exactly in places how to understand that Gemara Yuma. Is that saying that is the best time to lane Kriyas Shema right after Neitz, or that was just for the Hamoin Am who couldn't calculate Vasikin? So again, it's not clear. We have a bunch of different opinions right now in the Rishonim and the Gemara itself how to understand when is the best time to lane Kriyas Shema. So now let us get involved in this Rosh. Says the Rosh, the Kriyas Shema ki Vasikin Pirish. What does it mean? Mitzvah Mubchar, the Hasru Likrais Shema, Kadesh Yigmar Imanet Achamo. It is the choicest way to do the mitzvah that you lay Kriyas Shema and finish with sunrise. In order to put Geula next to Tfilo right away at sunrise. Umayda Abaye, but Abaye agrees that Tchilazman Kriyas Shema Hu Mishayakir, Ben Tchilas Lilovan. But Abaye agrees that you can technically lay Kriyas Shema already from Mishayakir. Kistama de Masnizen, like the Stamius Mishnah, Venimshach Hazman, Bishoy Shois, and in fact, this man continues until 3 hours. Kidimuchach Lekamon, Mishayak Mishmezoi, the Gatani Masnizen, Yorad Litbol, and Yochel Alois, Uliskasas, Vlikris, Ashley, and it's a Hamo, Yalav Yiskasa, Vikra. The Mishnah says the person went down to Taibul in the Mikvah, and then he sees the sun's about to rise. If he has enough time to jump out of the Mikvah, and to get dressed, and to lay Kriyas Shema before sunrise, he should do so. Let's say that this Mishnah of jumping out of the mikvah is going like Rabbi Eliezer, that you only have until sunrise. You could even say it's going like Rabbi Yeshua, Uchi Vasikin, and like the Vasikin, Dama Rabbi Yechinon, Vasikin, etc. So Rabbi Yeshua says you can lay Kriyas Shema until 3 hours into the day. Alma, you see, Mashma Behejit, the Vasikin, Salvik, Rabbi Yeshua. It's clear in the Gemara that the Vasikin agreed to Rabbi Yeshua that you can lay Kriyas Shema until 3 hours into the day. But they were hurrying to lay it before Neitz in order to put the Brach of Gal Yisrael next to Shemoneh Esrei and start Shemoneh Esrei at sunrise. Okay, the Chemashma, the Yerushalmi, the Pirkin, and that is the Mashmois of the Yerushalmi, the Pirkin as well. I'm going to... You know, let's just go straight quickly. The Goras of Yerushalmi, Manda Omer Kadesh Rochak Mechaveri, Dar Amis Makiroi, Kimanda Omer Bain Tcheles Lilavon. The Manda Omer who says that you can recognize your friend from 4 Amis away and recognize him is the same as one who says that you can recognize the difference between blue and white wool. Avul Amru, Mitzvah Emanet Zachama. But regardless, they said the mitzvah ideally is to link Kriyas Shema with Neitz, Kadesh Yizmeh Ge'ula, Letfila, Beninza, Mispal Beyoim, Omer Abzeira, Anam Risa. Taima, I gave a reason for this. You're Uchem Shemesh, like the Gemara says, that you should daven Shemoneh Esrei right with the start of the sun. Amar Ukva Vasikin, Hoy Mashkimin, the Koyin Oisai, Kadesh Yizmaich, Tefilasa Imane Tzachama, Vahalda Amar B. Okay, that is the Yerushalmi. So you see that even though you could lay earlier, but the Vasikin agree that you could lay earlier, but the ideal time is right before Neitz, so you start Shemoneh Esrei with Neitz. Behold, Amar Biyuma Beperek Amar Lehem Hamamune Av Yezal Nivresha Shalzal Vishal Shachama Zerachas Aleil Nitzaitis Yaitis Hemena Viyadu Akol Shegi Esman Kriyas Shema. Okay, again, that came over in Yuma. Vomer Abaye l'shan amal de Yerushalayim. Abaye said it's going for the rest of the people in Yerushalayim. Alma mashmat she'atchilas man kriyasa achar netzachama. It seems that the beginning of this man of kriyashma is after Nates. Yishlaimar the ha'ach zimna nikva l'hamayna am. This man was for the hamayna, for the average Joe, or should I say, for the average Yankee. She'enam yechaylin lehaktim ulemaher kivasikim. That they are not able to go early and to hurry up and to say Kriyat Shema like the Vasikin, similar to what we saw in Taisvus, that they have a hard time calculating exactly when to do that. Havi Achar Netzachama Kimas Nisin the Yuma. According to the second Brisa, it seems like the time to link Kriyat Shema is after Nates. The Rosh already asked this kashya in the previous piece that we saw. The Yishleimar Tafil Bligi Rabbi Shmuel Levi Abaye Halacha Abaye the Pasuk Kivasikin Yehubasra. Even if you're right that Rabbi Shmuel Levi Pashkins like this Brisa of Rabbi Akiva that you link Kriyat Shema Shal Shachris after Nates and that's the ideal time to link it, but we pass like Abaye. So you're right in Ochrami it might be a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Levi and Abaye, but we pass like Abaye that you link Kriyat Shema. The ideal time is Vasikin, not after Nates. Inami, or else like Pasuk Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel Levi, not Paskin like Rabbi Shimon, El Barash Soiver, Shekoydim Netzachama, Yoitz Bishalayla. We could say that Rabbi Shmuel Levi is not Paskin like Rabbi Shimon to lay Kriyat Shema after Nates, but rather that you could still say Kriyat Shema Shalayla until Nates. Kidam El, the Lav, the Ferish, Itmar, Ella, Miklav, Itmar, the Huzuga, the Rabban, fine. That is not what he's passing like in Rabbi Shimon. Inami, another teretz, Yishlonar, Rabbi Shimon Gubay Maide, is not Kriyat Shema Shel Yoim, Kaidim Anetzachama. Rabbi Shimon himself agrees that the best time to learn Kriyat Shema is right before Nates. Aye, the Hodulay Nokat, Pom Shaldim Kari Kriyat Shema, based on Kaidim Anetzachama, Vyotzim Shel Yoim, Uvishalayla, the Havi Rabusa Tfei. Aye, why didn't Rabbi Shimon say that you can learn Kriyat Shema twice before Nates? Okay, this is really very much a repeat of what we saw before. It can remain now, we could say, because he's coming to teach us that he's not yoitze with the nighttime Kriyat Shema after Nates. He can't do both at the same time. Bottom line is, the Rosh clearly says that we paskin, okay, with all the back and forth and all the different terutzim for all the different kashas and all the different shitas. The bottom line is that we paskin at the best time to lay Kriyat Shema is right before Netz Hachama. So that you're davening Shemon Esrei at Netz, but you can really lay Kriyat Shema after Alois, which we saw means Misha Yakir, and you have until 3 hours into the day. So how we got to that conclusion is no simple matter, but that is the halacha that the Rosh says. Okay, we are not done yet. We still have a bunch of Rabbi Yonah to see. Again, we're short on time. We'll try to make our way quickly through it. Taina mihachi vasikin hayu gaimrin oisa ima netzachama kde lizma ge'ula v'tfila. Kalayma means to say, kaidim netzachama before Nates, uchdaminon er Shabbos im chashecha. So what he's addressing is, the Gemara says that you lay Kriyat Shema im hanetzachama. That sounds like with the sunrise, which is not true. You lay it beforehand. So he says, it means before, like you say, im chashecha. The eretz on the loymar chashecha mamish, it doesn't mean as it gets dark. It means with, meaning before our kaidim chashecha. In the context over there, it clearly means before it gets dark. Even though Vasikin would lay Kriyat Shema right before Nates, but they agree that really you can lay it earlier. The halacha kacherim, the halacha follows acherim. She'amru mishiyeres chaveroi berichok arba amais, that you can lay Kriyat Shema from when you can see your friend from 4 amos away. The Rav Huna, the Hu Basra pasuk v'asayu, because Rav Huna, who is a later amoyer, paskins that way. Abaye nami hachi svirle, Abaye himself paskins that way. Shleba Abaye alachlik al pshak she pasuk Rav Huna. Abaye is not coming to argue on Rav Huna that you can lay Kriyat Shema misha yak. They are very exact with their mitzvahs. They want to put geula next to tefillah. They would finish Kriyat Shema with Gal Yisrael right at Nates. miyad kishutanit zachama, so that they would daven immediately with sunrise. The yismachu geula letfila, and they would put geula next to tefila. The kreis the miyad kishyakir chaveiroi. If they would start landing right away, mishyakir haya harbe bein ze hashir uven hanet zachama. There will be a lot of time between this year and nates. Acher kriyishma ulahamtin ad shetanit zachama. They would have to wait a long time after kriyishma until sunrise. Venimtza shle hayu chaylin lizma geula letfila. Then they would not be able to put the bracha of God is role right next to Shemoneh Esrei. When we take Kacha, you're tricking the Graisa, some of Lahem Itzachama, and therefore they would lay Kriyishma later, right before Nates. Avala, Adam Acher, She'ena Chayshish, Litzmichas Geula, Litfila. For another person who is not concerned about putting God is role next to Shemoneh Esrei, by the way, we paskin that you must do so, and that's why we don't have any hefsik whatsoever, not even an amen on the bracha of God is role. You say God is role, you have to start Shemoneh Esrei right away. But if you would not hold that way, Maidesh Yuchal, the Graisa, the Chachila, Mishayiras Chaveray, Berich and Dalaramis, in theory, Lechatchila, you can link Kriyashma from Mishayakir. The Akron of the Kaidim Mochim, Ein Loy Likrais, but you should not lay before that, Ela Bidiyevit. So Rabbi Yonah says that, in fact, you can link Kriyashma from Alois, but you're only Yitzhak Bidiyevit. This is not like Taisus. Taisus said that when the Braisa says you can link Kriyashma after Alois, it means Lavdavka, it means Mishayakir. Rabbi Yonah says no. He says, Lechatchila, you can link Kriyashma in of itself, already Mishayakir. You'll miss out on Tzmichas Geula Litfila, but you can already link Kriyashma in of itself, Mishayakir. And Bidiyevit from Alois. Inami, or else he says, Bishasat Chak. Shekari Oisa Acher Sha'ala Amar HaShachar, or else it's not a Bidiyevit, but it really means Bishasat Chak, when you're stuck, you have to go on a trip or whatever, you have to daven early, so then you can link Kriyashma already, right after Alois. There are two zmanim according to everyone. The first one is after Alois, but the Avik going b'shasat chak. The Hashem is zman kriyasa lechatchila. Who mishayir es chaveiroi b'richol garba amos v'yakirenu k'dekasivna v'chumaykin yesh shnei zmanim b'soif hazman echad lechatchila v'echad b'diyevet. That's until Nate. The Hashem is b'diyevet. Who ad gimel shoyis kreb Yeshua. Okay, so we like to have these ideas that everyone agrees that vasikin is the ideal time, and that there's a machlokes if Misha Yakir is less than ideal or not, and whether you can lay Kriyashma after Alois. That's into the machlokes Taisus and Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay, he continues. I'm just going to jump around over here. You can see where the arrows are. Ubidiyeved ad shali shoyis kreb Yeshua deha ifsika hilchak vasei. Ubidiyeved, you have until 3 hours into the day. He continues further on, and he says, "Elavadai alfa bishes man tefila achar neitzachama, who's man kriyishma achar neitzachama who? Even though the zman for davening shmoyne esrei is right after neitz, zman kriyishma enam neitz ve'elach. Zman kriyishma does not start from neitz. Umibnei shel yavar zman kriyishma." In order that Zman Kriyashma not pass by, the Lechatchila in Medaktikin, Sheyikaru Kriyashma, the Oinasa, Kaidamanet, Vishayagiru, the Gaul Israel, the Ascholos Hanet, Shemishova Eilach Zman Tfila, Vizmuchu Geula Litfila. They would lay in Kriyashma right before Nates, and then they would put Shemoneh Esrei right next to it, in order that they should catch Kriyashma before Nates, and that they not pass by the proper time, the ideal time of laying Kriyashma, which is right before Nates Achama. Okay? Lastly, Ela Vadai, Tzvirli the b'diavad yoytza achar neitz. He holds the b'diavad your yoytza kriyishma after neitz achama. Ulefikach hayu mitzamtzmin kol kach shayu choishvin afilu im nite ha'am achas b'shir le'nochosh. Even if you make a mistake in the shir, you don't have to worry. Sh'alav yishu ofers man kriyishma d'rabonon adayin lo yofers man kriyishma shal toyo shizman b'diavad ad gimel shoyz. That even though the ideal time, he calls it azman d'rabonon. Interesting. And he calls it that. But you still have his man shel Torah until 3 hours. Umatzinu lemeidin, and it comes to that we learn. She'afilu levasikin zman kriyishma lechatchila mishayira es chaveiroi berichat aramis v'yakirenu atzef v'netzachama. Even for the vasikin, you can learn kriyishma from mishayakir until nates. Ubidiyeved b'shas hadchak yochal lahaschil v'likrei afish olam ha'shachar uv'soif namikar kriyishma. So this, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, this man that most people today lay in Kriyishma is b'diavad until 3 hours. The Alpha God that means his man lechatchila ena me'anetz lechatchila ena me'anetz achama ve'elich. even though the Gemara says that the Zman Lechatchila is not after Nates. You should do it as soon as possible, even if you miss Nates, which is something that people are not really makbid on. People are makbid on, perhaps, the Zman of 3 hours of the Magen Avraham. But people are not really makbid to learn Kriya Shema ASAP after they get up. They didn't need this menorah for the kehanim. Shehem ayu kamim kaidim, because they got up early and said Kriyishma earlier. Elo l'shar ama d'Yerushalayim, shalei hayu kamim kol kach v'hashkama, they didn't get up so early. Hoysa hekera zu. This was this hacker. Hine sha'achar hanetz hayukarneisa. They would lay a kriyishma after nates. Elo shayim magdimin lekreis miyad, but they would say it as soon as possible. So zok rabbeinu yoina, you see that you're supposed to lay in kriyishma as soon as possible. The cost of harif zau miu leis kol inish yochel lechavni ulnevar ki yamilsa. Most people are not able to be mechaver and get the exact time to be able to do this. Vafilo achim mitzvah lemikri kaidim and etzachama. In other words, it's a mitzvah to say kriyishma before nates. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand this. Mashahayu oisim v'sikin atzman shayukayim ma'at koyd manetz kidei shayigmiru im manetz v'ispalu miyam v'yismachu geula letfila v'heichi ga'amar ela miu les kol inish yochol lechavni. How could he say that? Not everyone is able to get the exact time when the Gemara clearly says that people did it. The mashma shabaloymar eis acheres. It sounds like he's saying there's another time. This is what the Riv means to say. Because they're able to figure out exactly how you they were able to figure out, because they were very exact and very learned, they were able to figure out exactly when Nates was. But most people are not expert to figure it out. So it's not pshat there's two different zmanim for Kriya Shema. Rather, the pshat is most people can't figure out the proper time. And if they try to do it, they will make a mistake. And the song will rise before they say Kriya Shema. And the lechatchila zman of saying Kriya Shema before Nates will pass. In other words, for most people, in their attempt to be very careful and be vasikin, they'll lose out on laning krishma before Nates Bichlal, which is the ideal man. The Alkanes are Shalushal Yisharu B'Tzimtzum. Therefore, most people who don't have that ability to figure out the exact time, they should not try to do so. Ela be'inyan sheyuchlu lechapachas likris kaidemanet parsha rishayna. That at the very least, they should be able to read the first parsha of Kriyishma v'shetia hanetz hachama mikrias parsha rishayna agol Yisrael. And at the very least, they should be able to lane the first parsha of Kriyishma until Gaul Yisrael. I'm not sure what he means, the first parasha, until Gaul Yisrael. Does he mean that you should skip the second and third parasha and say it later? I'm not sure. Kizeh nekalu l'chavein shetiyah hanetzachama b'shir gogol kazeh. That much you could figure out. Make sure you leave enough time that you finish Kriya Shema and Gaul Yisrael before Nates. Even though you can't get mamish exact to get that you're up to Gaul Yisrael as the sun rises, it's better off that you give yourself extra time and you get the Shemayin Esrei a little bit earlier. Than to be super exact, rather than that the time will pass. Now, according to the word Vasikin mean, it means people who are sharp and are well learned. That is what he says. He brings a raya from a pasuk. Miloshen mifari karmon who uproots mountains. Dimetagiminon mivasek tiraya. So they argue. He argues on Rashi's pshat that vasikin means people who are humble and pious. He says it means people who are very learned. Very interesting. All right. So it comes out over here machlekes between Rabbi and Rashi what the word vasikin means. But very fascinating that he says the Rif is coming to say that it is better to lay Kriya Shema early, well before Nates, and make sure that you get Kriya Shema before Nates, because laying after Nates while you're Yaitza is a bidiyavet. It's a bidiyavet to lay until Shol HaShayis. Okay? And it's better to lay before Nates rather than try to get it exact and lay a mamish hanate. The mashmos of Rabbeinu Yoina is that it is proper to lay that vasikin mamish means at the exact moment. And maybe this is the smach for the people who, if you're familiar with modern day vasikin minyanim, the ones who are, you know, daven vasikin all year round, no matter what, they have mamish an atomic clock to the second over there, and they mamish have it down, and they mamish time everything perfectly, and they start, and they say Gol Yisrael, and start mamishing mamish on the second. And the chayra, you know, some people raise their eyebrows, what is this? Do you think that they did this in the old days and so on? From Rabbeinu Yonah's mashma, no, it was not a simple matter to be from the vasikin and get it mamish exactly at the right time. But these people were able to do it. So maybe it's a smach for those who have very, very exact clocks today. Okay, it's really pretty late, so I think I'll stop here. But you can see for yourself in the Shulchan Aruch, quickly, the Shulchan Aruch does add other halachas, but what emerges more than what we had time to discuss over here. But there is a lot of talk exactly over here, when exactly is Alois HaShachar. There are a lot of opinions about that. And by extension, when is the Zman of Misha Yakir is also a Shaila. Okay. But what emerges and what is Gepaskin is that really, ideally, one should lay in Kriyishma before Netz HaChama. And in addition, you should lay in Kriyishma as soon as possible, even if you are laying after Netz HaChama. It's interesting that people are not Makbid. I did not look into it further, but it's interesting that you don't see the Velt being Makbid on saying Kriyat Shema as soon as possible after Netz. People are Makbid on the Zman of the Magen Avraham and so on, but it is interesting that Lahalacha, it seems that one should lay Kriyat Shema really before Netz, and if not before Netz, as soon as possible after Netz. Okay, and then you have until 3 hours into the day. All right, we'll stop here, Abayisai. Have a good day.